Here we go. We're learning Maseches Tamid. We even have Meira with us learning together today. She's joining us. Let's figure out where we're up to. What'd you say? At this age, though. Okay. We're in the bottom of Chav Zayin Amal. Rabbi say, we're gonna motor a little bit today because we gotta get moving. We wanna finish before the beginning of Pesach. We'll see if we're gonna be able to manage that out. But we're gonna try to move along. We're gonna do some chazara that we did over here.
Where are we?
We're on Chav Zayin Amal Aleph on the bottom, the two dots. Thank you for asking. It's around 13 lines up from the bottom. It says, Lohi Yishein and the Big Day Kodesh. They would not sleep. Excuse me, the Kohen will not sleep in the Big Day Kodesh. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nehyeh b'dvarei.
Amen.
That's for you, Av. Okay. Here we go. The Kohen will not sleep in the Big Day Kodesh. Da'chav zayin amal aleph by the bottom. Sheinu deloi. They wouldn't sleep. But they could walk, they could go for shpatzir, they could go for just a leisurely walk. They're given to be nana. You're allowed to be nana from your big day kahuna. You're allowed to go for walks. Amri, some people say, they counter and say no. They can't even do hiluch. So why do they say they couldn't sleep? We shouldn't have one of them say, but that's what anyway is the discussion, the topic we were talking about in our Mishnah. It says, Elopoishna, they would take them off. The Kaplan, they would. Fold them. When he listened to Tachos Rishayim, they put them on their heads. So they go, time out. Put them under their heads. Reshanami. Says the Gemara, Neshanami, Leishanim. Says that's why the Reshan also says, Leishanim, but really you can't go for a walk either. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Hagufa Kakashu, you just said is itself a question. What are you talking about? Minichlas and Tachas Roshayim, how could you put it under your head? Shmamina, Big Dekuna, Nitno Lehanisban. That must mean that Big Dekuna, you can be nana from them. Says the Gemara, Ema, we have to say, when it says you put it under your head, it doesn't even actually put it under your head. Rather, it means you put it neged Roshayim, you put it next to your head. Amra Papa Shmamina, Tfilim and Atzad, Sharyin, Lachashina Dilla, Migander, Vinof Lalaya, Tfilim and Atzad, our mutter. We're not choshish that he's going to actually roll on top of the Tfilim and do something that's derech bizayin. So to a beer, you're allowed to put the Big Day Kodesh next to your head, even though if you'd roll on them, it wouldn't be good. It's also likely to say this, that it was only neged roshem, it was not under their head. Diyamatachas roshem, because it was under their head. Even though you're allowed to be nana from them. Why don't you say there's a different Isser? Forget about the Isser of Ni'ila, the Isser of being nana from Kodesh. But the Big Day Kohuna had one of the begadim, which had shinas in it. Which one was that? The Avne. So how could they put it under their head if they're going to be nana from Shatnes? Honey, Chlamandarma Avne Tushal Kohen Gadol. We just turned the page. Avne Tushal Kohen Gadol. Lohaya Avne Tushal Kohen Hedyot. If you say that it's not the same Avne, which means that this Avne of the Kohen Hedyot did not have Shatnes, then it's fine. Elamandarma Avne Tushal Kohen Hedyot. Zero Avne Tushal Kohen Gadol, and also has Shatnes in it. My Ika Lamei. What can you say? And then you'll have to say Lachayra that it wasn't under their head. It was next to the Chitam. And if you want to say Kalayim. You want to say Kalayim is only Aser if you actually put it on you or if you wear it. Aval meimach to say shapidama, but you could put it underneath you. That's okay. But Tanya, that's what we're going to see in price that says not like that. Lo yala alecha, you're not allowed to put it on you. Aval ata matzio mitachtecha, you can put it under you. Aval amu chachamim, but the chachamim made an Aser. Aser lasu kein shema tichroch nima achas albasor. Maybe it'll fold over one nima on his flesh, and it'll be asur d'oraisa. So it's exer midrabbanan not to in any way touch or sit on kalayim. We mentioned that the stipler going after learning for 30 hours or so ended up on a train, and therefore didn't sit on the train, which is an extra chumrah. You find that we'll see that the chacham were actually very machmir when it comes to shatnes chitam and nirsak midi. And if you want to say you put something between the shatnes, let's say it's big dekuna, put the avne, put on top of it the other begadim, and then you don't have the problem because it's never going to end up on your flesh. Bar Mishuman Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul Mishum Kahala Kadisha Shev Yerushalayim. The Heilige people, Heilige mention the Kahala Kadisha Yerushalayim, and they said, "I feel Eser Matzoyz Zu Al Gabzu VeKelayim Tachteim." Even if you have ten beddings, one on top of the other, like the princess and the pea, and underneath it you have a kelayim, you have a little kelayim. It's Aser Midrabbanan Lishan Aleihem. What's the reason? Because we're afraid maybe somehow It depends on how much you move in your sleep. Some of my children move a lot in their sleep. So you might end up somehow, everything gets mushed around, and boom, you'll end up having your body, your flesh touching the kliyim. That's how machmir we are on kliyim over here. So you see the way extra machmir. There's someone named Rav Mocha Pergamansky. Mocha Pergamansky, there's a book about him. It's called The Man That Never Slept. He was super machmir, but he would not walk on a rug because he's afraid that the rug would have shatness. One time they gave him psicha, and there were the steps to the down from the Aron Kodesh had like a rug on them. He jumped from the Aron Kodesh all the way down. They never gave him psicha again. Anyway, but true story. But you see that the Chacham were themselves also in the Kahola Kadish in Yerushalayim. Anyway, Shema Mino Neged Roshayim. It must have been they did not put the clothing under their heads. They put it next to their heads. V'bayish Ema Ba'isun She'emem Kalayim. Some people say a different answer is that what do they put under their head? You're right, they put the big tikkun under their head. As it says, the literal reading is they put them under their heads, but maybe they only put some big tikkun under their heads. Which one would those be? The ones that don't have shanis. And they didn't put on their head, it's that simple. Rabashi Yoim, big tikkun, kashin him. Rabashi's big tikkun, they were very thick. I think it was a thick weave. There were six threads and they were woven together. And therefore, it was a very thick weave, which means that it was very hard. It wouldn't like bend over very, very easily. Big tikkun, also, the things that they were made out of, they were also made out of sheish, pishton. Pishton also is very thick, and therefore, they're very hard. Damar Avuna Bereidu Rabbi Yeshua, ha nimta gamda denorash. If you have this this type of beged, which was made in a town called Norash, that's the name of the town, Sharia, it's going to be mutter. You don't have to worry about it. At least you don't have to worry about it bending over, and you don't have to worry about it if it's being underneath you. If you're going to put you, if you're going to sit on it, or if you're going to lay on it, it's not a problem because it's not going to fold over because it's so hard. It doesn't have that. It's not soft. And we said the problem is that we're afraid that it's going to bend over on your skin. I'll go upon it there. So that's another answer. So we have basically three or four different answers. One answer is that the taka put it next to their head. The other answer is they put it under their head and they took out the avne. The other answer is that you don't have to worry about this tinder abanan over here because when it comes to the avne, at least, because the weave was very, very hard, it was not bendable, therefore you're not worried about this gzera midr abanan. The interesting thing that's brought up over here in the Sefer Eitzer Plois HaTorah, he brings up, and this week's parash happens to be, he talks about why there's another problem. You can't sleep with your begadim because a person's not allowed to sleep on top of his begadim. It says that it's kasha l'shikcha. People forget their learning if they sleep on their begadim. Important thing for people to know. So how they put their clothing underneath their head. And he says numerous answers. The Be'er Sheva says an answer is, he says, hold on a second. Hold on. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, I have a few different answers. I don't remember if this is the Be'er Sheva. Reb Chaim Pelagi says that big day kodesh aren't mishkach nudo. Big day choil, regular clothing, you can't sleep on. Big day kodesh you could sleep on. Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says another answer is that it's only if a person that does it on a regular basis. Or he says also if a person is big day atzmi, being that these are not his clothing, the big day kahuna, and then a person cycles the big day kahuna, and different people wear them. Therefore, it's not a problem to put it underneath his head. That's interesting. The Ma'aril was makbid not to ever sleep. And if everybody's traveling and he needs to go to sleep, he would take instead the ukuf of a sus. What's the ukuf? What's that called? The saddle of a sus. And he would use that as his pillow. He would not sleep on his clothing. Akoponim, let's go further over here. Says the Gemara, we're in the brackets. We're going to read the brackets. Tashma big dekuna yetzemem medina aser. Big tikkuna, you're not allowed to take them out of into the Medina. It's out of the Beis HaMikdash. It's called the Medina. You're not allowed to walk out there. With the Kodesh, however, in the Kodesh, you are allowed to be nani. You're allowed to go for a stroll in Big Tikkuna as long as you stay on the Har. Medina loy. Is it true that in Medina they weren't able to wear the Big Tikkuna? But Tanya b'chof aleph boy on the 21st day of Kislev. It's Yom Har Grisim. It's referred to as the day of Har Grisim. Who is on Har Grisim today? Does anyone know who presently populates Har Grisim?
Arabs.
No. The
what are they called?
Those people.
The people who think that they're
Karoim.
Yeah.
Karoim. They have their own base Hamikdash. They have a Kohen. They're going to bring a Korban Pesach this year. Okay, their Korban Pesach is bad news for the Jews. But Beis Hashem will also bring Korban Pesach. But they bring Korban Pesach over there. They have their own base Hamikdash over there.
The Korban. One of the
Goose over there in Harag Nisim. And they were very, very upset about our base Hamikdash. So therefore, we are now around 18 lines down. There's brackets. We're in the brackets. So b'chav aleph bo yoyim har grisim. That was the day of har grisim. What happened was they were telling, they told Alexander Mukhtin, otherwise known as Alexander the Great, that as long as you didn't have the Beis HaMikdash, you don't rule the world. So he said, okay, I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And in one of the stories, someone came out to greet him. Shimon HaTzadik wearing his big day kuhuna, Alexander the Great, the conqueror of the world, bowed down. Got off his horse and bowed down. I said, what did he bow down for? He says, so I'm in a dream. He always tells me which way to go. Anyway, Kitzer, he did not destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But what's interesting about that story, where was Shimon HaTzadik?
Outside
wearing his big day kuhuna. So these days are like a Yom Tov. Chaf Aleph of Kislev, the law misbud that you shouldn't have a Hesped. Ki Isa B'yuma Perek Boloi Kayin Gadol Karay. Says the Gemara, Ad Ibayis Ema. The big day kahuna. He wasn't wearing actually the big day kahuna. He was wearing something which was fitting. He was wearing very, very kosher clothing in order, that it should be befitting of meeting the conqueror of the entire world. But they weren't actually big day kahuna because you're not allowed to wear a big day kahuna out of. For the harabais, he buys ema eslasus lashem if you sarasecha. Maybe in a chanami he did wear this big day kahuna, but this was an emergency. There's a concept called eslasus lashem, and there's a type of Hashem. Only the Chacham can know if we're Sarasecha, and we are going to do something which seems to go against the letter of the law. Anyway, we continue and say the following thing. Ira keri be'echa mehem. What happens if he would, one of the Kohanim has a Re'iyah? What does he do? Now, Messiah Rabbi Yochanan Damar, Mechilois lo niskachu. This is a support for Rabbi Yochanan. It says the Mechilois, and what the Mechilos are? The tunnels underneath. We saw an awesome video of the Beis HaMikdash. I strongly suggest you download it. It's amazing. You see the tunnels underneath the Beis HaMikdash. They don't have Kedusha. And therefore, is someone who's a Baal Keri able to go under in those tunnels? Yes. And the Baal Keri is going to be sent out of both Machanas. Therefore, it wasn't even allowed even into the Machana Leviya, which would be which is where? The Ezus Nashim wasn't allowed in any of these things. So therefore, we had to go underground, which is what he did, and that's support for that. So if he sees something that's going to be metamin, he has to go underground, underneath the base of Mikdash, it's not a problem. He tunnel there, and then eventually make his way out. Menorah Dolken Mikan Umikan. So we had over there, in these underground tunnels, what do we call them again?
Mechilois.
We had, it was totally dark, so they had Menorah, they had candles on both sides, lanterns, I guess, and there was something called Beis Akisei Shel Kavoid. That there was under there. Rav Safra Rabbi Yosef the Beis Akisei. There's a story. This is not in the Beis HaMikdash. This is Stam. Rav Safra was sitting in the Beis Akisei. Aser of Abba. Rav Abba came. Nocharle. So this is some of the things you have to know. People in the Beis in the bathroom didn't really talk. It's actually halacha. You're not supposed to talk in the bathroom. The question is, what happens if you're just standing in the bathroom? Certain things, maybe you're allowed to talk a little bit more. Even then, you're not. Now he's supposed to talk in the bathroom. So Nocharle, he would like just make a sound, make a snort. In other words, that to notify that he's standing outside the bathroom. Now, what's the person inside the bathroom supposed to do if he's there?
Snort back.
And whether you know, okay, that's our pig Latin, that's a way of understanding that communicating someone's inside, so I snort, it's like, hey, anyone in there? He snorts back, he's there. If he doesn't snort back, then I can go inside. So what happened was, Rav Safa Yosef Beis Akisei, Rav Safa was in the Beis Akisei, Aser of Abba and Nochale, Rav Abba came and he snorted. Armalei, and Rav Safra answered back, Neilmar, come on in. Also, Dinafik, after he came out, Amalei Rav Abba, Rav Abba said to him, to Rav Safra, and he says, Ad kan lo salakta. And he said to him, up until now, you have not even gone lo salakta l'seir. You haven't gone to seir to learn their terrible habits. The gomarta mili de seir. And you've learned from there. In other words, this is not the way that we behave. We don't invite other people. You're in the bathroom. Take a bathroom yourself. Lav hachitanan, didn't we not learn the following thing in the Mishnah? Over here, Matzanol, he found that the Kisei Shekomer was locked. We do a Shesham Adam. You know that someone was there and he did not go in. The memra, the Lemi Boile Lameo, that each person should not go in. Someone else is in the bathroom. Let him use the bathroom by himself. His own privacy. I guess they didn't have stalls. They just had one big
So what's Pshat and Rab Safra? Rab Safra Sava. Rab Safra held. Dilma Misukin Ho. Maybe it would be dangerous. In other words, if some, there's a saying which we have, you got to go. When you got to go, you got to go. No. When you got to go, you got to go. And it's a little dangerous for a person. He has to go to the bathroom to hold it in. So therefore, he didn't want him to hold it in. He was afraid it's going to be dangerous for him. I know stories. I was in Shira by Gedolei Yisrael. They left in the middle of the shit. They have to go to the bathroom. You got to go. You got to go. You know what I mean? It's dangerous. So it's Reb Safra Sava. What did Reb Safra? Oh, why didn't he invite him in? Can we raise this a little bit? I think I'm going to seem like, there you go. Maybe that's a little better. Sorry about that. Reb Safra Sava. Dilma Mesukenhu. Maybe it's dangerous. Kidatanya, like it says in the Brice of Shimon and Gamliel Oimer, Amud HaChoizer. If a person has to, now there's two different types of relieving yourself. One is, we call it Gedolim, which is manure. The other one is Tachtoinim, which is Mayim. So Amud HaChoizer is when a person has to do Gedolim. So maybe it's Adam Lidei Hidrokon, that a person has Amud HaChoizer, which means that he has to go to the bathroom and he doesn't. So that brings a person to hadrokoin, which is hadrokoin is some sort of sickness. It's going to make him sick, a kitzer. Yeah, it makes his stomach swollen. Silo and hachozer, if a person has to ktanim, which is mayim, and he holds it in, maybe it's adam liday yirkoin. It brings a person to a different type of sickness, which is also not healthy. Turns him green, I guess. A kitzer, when you gotta go, you gotta go. So therefore, he said someone snorted, he's gotta go. He said, come on in, you know. So okay. Rav Lechia Berei. Rav tells his son Chia. He gave him the following instruction. V'chein Amar Rav Huna Rav Berei. And Rav Huna also said to his son Rav, they gave him the following words of sage advice. Choshech tikin nafshecha, v'kodim tikin nafshecha, ki hechi deloi sirchak, which is as follows. When it gets dark, make sure that you go to the bathroom. And when you get up early in the morning, make sure you go to the bathroom. Now, apparently, my guess is they only went to the bathroom around twice a day. Now, our systems are very, very different because we have all these preservatives and all this garbage that we put in our body. So therefore, we don't do it the same way. But in theory, I think they only went to the bathroom twice. So it says you should try to, like, condition your body, go to the bathroom right when you wake up in the morning. It's still quiet. There's a little less activity. The bathrooms are going to be available. You're not going to have to like find something that's far away. And therefore, you can just relieve yourself and you don't have to hold it in. You don't have to go far. You know, it's not dangerous. And also at night, right before it gets dark, it's another time also you should try to go to the bathroom. These are good times for a person to be able to use the facilities in order that he shouldn't have to go through any type of hardship when it comes to relieving himself. So this is as far as going to the bathroom is concerned. Tuv v'galei, which means sit down and reveal yourself. Now, this is one of the things that I've spoken about. It's important halacha, which is that a person, even in the bathroom, has halachas of tznias. So you're not supposed to just expose yourself. Sit down, and then afterwards, reveal yourself and uncover, take and lower your pants, whatever it might be. Kasei v'kum, cover yourself and then get up. In other words, a person should expose as little as possible of his skin that he can. Now we go on. That's as far as the bathroom is concerned. Now we go on to other halachas. Shtoif ushasi v'achis. V'shtoif achis, which means when you want to drink from a cup, if there's like a communal cup, first wash the cup out. There might be germs. Then drink. And then wash the cup out again. Even though you don't need to wash it out for yourself, but wash it up for something else. It's a nice gesture. Your germs shouldn't sit in the cup. So therefore, wash it out afterwards. And then put it down. When you drink water, pour out a little. Apparently, if a person has his Talmud, there, his Talmud wants to drink from some of his water. So let's say you have a cup of water. And you're finished. You want to give some to your Talmud. Pour out a little bit. That kind of gets like the germs that are sitting on the surface. Pour that out. Then you can give to your Talmud. Kidatanya. A person should not drink water and give to his Talmud. Elim kein shavach mehem, unless he poured out a little bit. Umaisa, there was a story about Cheshasa Maimel shavach mehem. One drank water, didn't finish it, didn't pour anything out. And Nasan Talmido, he gave to his Talmud. Goisai Talmud is Tinis Haya. That Talmud was very, very sensitive. He was, anyone have another word for istinus? Very sensitory, I guess.
Particular.
Didn't want to drink. Umay Spitzama. He died out of thirst. But you see, Sha'am, at that time they said, well, you should undermine the Yitain Latanuda, Alan Kin Chapak me, and a person should not drink, and then give it to his Talmud, unless he first pours out a little bit. Rashi Amar. Rashi said, Hilkach, Hai Talmida. For that reason, if there's a Talmud that his Rebbe says, oh, here's a cup of water. The Shabbach Kamimor, and he pours a little bit out, less le Mishamapi Kors. He's not considered not because. Why in the world would we consider not because? I'll tell you very simply. If a person is mizalzel tamidei chachamim, what's he called? Apikoyrus. It's one of the things we speak about in Amun Avad. There's Amunas chachamim, is a chelik of our Amun Hashem. And if you're mizalzel tamidei chachamim, you're an apikoyrus. So over here, his Rebbe gives him a cup of water and he spills it out. What is that? What type of zil are you doing over there? That's not called zil, because what is supposed to do? It's supposed to spill it out. That's what you're supposed to do before you drink. So therefore, high Talmud. The Shafiq Kamim Rabbe, less than you should might be Kursa. We are now 5 lines from the bottom. However, once we're speaking about proper etiquette in front of your Rebbeim, here it goes. Kol Mili. Latifloit Bapim Rabcha. Anything that you are ingesting, that you're putting into your mouth, you should not spit out in front of your Rebbe. Person should not spit anything out. What's this referring to? The halach is a person spits in front of his Rebbe's chayv misa. So if a person eats something and then there's he gets some of the taste from his saliva. So back in the day, spitting was a regular thing. They did it all the time, not in front of your Rebbe. Anyway, but bar mikara v'daisa. Kara and daisa are two different types of vegetables, I'm guessing. And the kipsila shel aver damu. This is like you're swallowing, it's aver lead. It's like it's so bad for your esophagus, for your throat. It's like it's very acidic. So therefore, it's like murder, basically. So if you get some of that, you get some of that saliva, spit it out, even if it's in front of your Rebbe, because it's not the type of thing that you can swallow, even if you wanted to. There was a story one time of Bacher. He had the meaning of taking mouthwash on his way to davening, and he'd spit it out when he got to the shul, from his dormitory to the shul. Anyway, he met one of his Rosh Hashiva along the way, who asked him a question. So he just swallowed his mouthwash. Now, I don't know if that's okay, because I'm not sure mouthwash is kosher. Some aren't. But the kitzer, you have to be careful not to do anything that's inappropriate in front of your Rebbe. Zok Nehele Gigimona! 3 lines from the bottom to an Hossam. Ishar HaBayis. Hayamatsur Alkol. Mishmar O Mishmar. The man who was in charge. He called Ishar HaBayis. He would walk around. Kol Mishmar Mishmar. Ba'avukois Dolkois Lefanov. And he had these torches in front of him. They wouldn't stand up when he came. Why would he possibly not stand up? He came first thing in the morning. Why would the person possibly not stand up? He was sleeping. Amalei, he would say, Ishar Abayis, Ishar Abayis would say to him, Shalom Alecha, how you doing? Shalom Alecha. Nikashu Yashin, if he saw he was sleeping. Yes, sir, Bob. Choyv Toyvi Makla, you beat him with a stick. Vereshus. He can even put his clothing on fire. That's what he got sleeping over there. All of a sudden. What?
Only the Mamuna had the
Rishus. True. That's true. Everyone else doesn't have Rishus. The Mamuna is able to hit him with sticks, or he's out of the. Imagine lighting his bed on fire. That's a new way to get people. Abby, your brother, is like, what? Anyway, what? Yeah, you're allowed to do that. And people would say, Ma koil da azara. What? All of a sudden they're blah! What is that? Oh, it's Kol Ben Levi like it. It's a koil of a Ben Levi. He probably is getting, either he's getting hit by the gun of Misrafim, or his clothing is getting burnt. They heard that all the way out, like far away. That's how loud it was. That's how intense it was. Bagav Nisun Shiyosh and Loy Ala Mishmo, because he fell asleep. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Aymer, Pamachas. Matzai es achi imi. One time, I found my the brother of my mother, Yashin Besarfes Ksusa, and I burnt his clothing. Listen, this is called being nice to someone. This is called being nice. That's the question. Amar Mechir Bar Abba. Chimot Rabbi Yochanan Ba'ayim Asnisa. Rabbi Yochanan would come to this Mishnah. Amar, he would say this. Ashreichem Rishonim. Praiseworthy are you, the ones back in the day, those people, that they had the resilience. Sha'afilu al oines shina oisim din. Even on just, look, he was up the whole night. I mean, boy, he was trying to watch the whole night. It's boring as anything. You understand? You're sitting there. They didn't have phones. They didn't have books. They didn't have anything. They're just standing there watching. And there's like, it's 3, 4 in the morning. And the poor guy fell asleep. Oines shina. And still he's getting petch, or they're lighting him on fire. No one died from it, just really want you to know that. But oisim din, shaloya al oines shina al achas kama v'kama. And if it was something that he did actually wrong, in Achaz Kama Shama, they had the resilience that they were able to take the whatever it was that they were being hit. Tanya, Rabbi Oimer, Ezu Derech Yeshara, Shia Veloy Adam, what's the right way? What's the right path? That a person should choose, first one is, yeah, Mr. Toychachas, he should enjoy when people criticize him. He should enjoy when he gets Toychacha. He should embrace when someone tries to give him constructive criticism. She calls man she Toychachas Boilam, as long as there's someone that is giving Teichacha in this world, Nachas Ruach Baloinam. It's Nachas Ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone keeping you on the straight and narrow. Toiva Ubrocha Baloinam. Goodness and blessing comes to this world. Viro Mistalekes Minoilam. And we get rid of bad things. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, it says, Vilamoichichim Yinam Ba'aleim Tavoy Birchas Toiv Lamoichichim. Brings birchas tov yeshayim another way that is the person should choose. We said we started. What's the way a person should choose in this world? It should say it says yachzik ve'emuni yaseri. Should have extra moon, extra strong faith. He should have extra amount of emuni. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shenamer einai my eyes v'ne'emonai eretz l'sheves imadi. They sit with me. So a person should have extra emuna. You should embrace when someone's trying to give him criticism. I love the story about Rosh Arieli. I'll tell you a great story. What time is it? Okay, we have a few minutes. Well, Rav Asher, there's one time I did a bris, and there's a lot of people at the bris. And Rav Asher, by the way, is so careful with his time. He very rarely goes to the bris, but it was a Talmud, and he was being going to be Sandik. He was sitting in the corner. There's a little bit of a delay sitting in the corner learning. Anyway, one of the members decided that he has a dais. He went over to this curly gaman, because Rav Asher was looking young at the time. I think he had around 700 people in the shir, but you couldn't tell that. And he went over to him and he gave him a piece of his mind. He says, you know, we're all over here for a simcha. You're sitting in the corner and you're killing the chill. You know, learning it. Like, what do you think you are? Like, you're firmer than everyone else and you're learning. And it just started like, Imamish gave it to Rav Asher. Anyway, the bris started. Rav Asher Eli Shlita. Rav Asher comes up. This person's like, what in the world did I just do? The biggest maverick story in the entire world. And I just gave him a muscle. After the bris, he went over to apologize. And Rav Asher said, no, no. He said, it's good. It's good. He took muscle. Took the mussar. I have to be more involved. Now, whether or not he really has to be more involved or not, I don't know. But some people, like, they don't like when people give them criticism. Some people, they like it. Rav Asher was like, oh, I'm happy. I'm happy to take it. Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Reb Yonasan. Kolam Eichiach Es Chaveru L'Shem Shomayim. Anyone that gives mussar L'Shem Shomayim for the right reasons. Zoicha L'Chelko Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chelek in himself. Shenemar. Mochiach Adam Acharoi. You machiach someone after me. Not only that, but we'll draw chen to him. Most people don't like people when they give mussar. But if he does l'shem shemayim, we'll draw to him a chut shel chesed shenemar chen yimotze mimachalik loshon. Chen yimotze mimachalik loshon, which is we'll find chen in such a person. I will end with a story about Rabbi Saul Salanter, a famous story. Rabbi Salanter was very mad. People should not talk in shul. And anyway, some person went over, someone was talking shul, someone went over, and he shushed him. And Rabbi Saul Salanter shushed the shusher. The person came over to him and said, listen, I don't get it. You're like all about not talking at all. So you shush people. Why can't I shush people? It's the difference between me and you. It's like the difference between a housewife and a cat. What does that mean? It says both the housewife and the cat, they both chase mice. The difference is the housewife wishes that the mice never came. The cat loves when the mice come so it could chase them. I would rather no one talks. You want to be the shusher. You want to be the guy that's like, I'm Machmid, the frumi. I want to show everyone. You're not as frumi as I am. And that's not okay. But if a person's machiach l'shem shamayim, not because he wants to show that I'm better than you, so then he's in chelko shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. He brings a special chen to him. By all of us. We did a little motoring today, but it was really easy gemara. If anyone wants the chazer, you can just chazer over that gemara. We're going to start again by the two dots, and hopefully finish the perek. My friends, tomorrow, looking forward, make it a great day.